Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome into the sports market here on Shooting the Sports Ish. And today, we're talking about the Symbol sports market. Welcome in. Hope everybody's doing okay. If you're a fan of college basketball, I'm sure you're in absolute heaven right now, unless your team is lost or your bracket's been busted, in which case then welcome to the rest of us, right? I think everybody's there at this point. So wanted to come to you guys and talk a little bit about what's been going on in the Symbol sports market. Talk about some movers and some shakers and what we're seeing throughout a couple of our sectors, right? So the NBA sector, the NFL sector, and Major League Baseball is up and going. Today, it's officially live, as is told by Symbol. If you're not following them on Twitter, please go do so. It's at Symbol Exchange. They're on Twitter. They give incredible updates. They interact well with users of their product and investors and traders who have questions. They're absolutely incredible over there. Please go give them a follow. If you'd like to follow us, we are on Twitter at ShootSportsIsh. You can find us online at www.shootingthesportsish.com. We also have our own Patreon now. We just launched that, so the descriptions will be down in the link and everything. A like and a comment would be amazing. A subscription would be even more awesome. So we appreciate that from you guys. We're going to start on the hardwood today. We have a couple of big announcements and things that have happened. LaMelo Ball goes down likely for the season, which is so tough because he was playing so well, was almost a lock for Rookie of the Year with the way that he had been playing. The Hornets started the season as they opened at just under $18 a share. They have crept their way up to at peak. They were trading at $30.50 a share. They're now back under the 30 number. I feel like that number is going to drop even more. I feel like more action is coming in from the Hornets and LaMelo Ball going down. I don't necessarily like people getting off of them right now because I think the Hornets are a long-term play. Here's what I mean by that. The Lakers, perfect example, the 76ers, right? Joel Embiid goes down, and the 76ers go from being a team traded at $35 a share to now a team traded at just over $33 a share. So it doesn't seem like much, but that is definitely a big move for them. They actually almost topped out at the 36 mark. They got very close to that. They were trading at almost 36. They're now down to 33, 33 and a half, right? I think Joel Embiid is worth that move for people that are trying to get a return on investment right now with the 76ers, especially being a team that is poised to make a run through the Eastern Conference to possibly make a run at an NBA championship. The Hornets, I don't know if we're going to see a lot of sell-off because I feel like the people that were on Charlotte, we're not on Charlotte for them to be a really good team this year. I think those people are on Charlotte for them to be a good team in the next few years. So I don't know if we'll see a lot of movement out of Charlotte. We've seen, I think, a little bit, but I don't know if we're going to see a lot because I think the guys and gals that are trading Sim Hornets right now, I think are on them for the longer term. So I don't think that's going to happen as much. On the hardwood as well, Joel Embiid update with the 76ers. Their stock is slowly dropping. They've kind of found a little bit of ground there, but they did make a drop as well. The Lakers, they've dropped a dollar already. They've gone from 42.8 to about 41.1 with the news of LeBron and his ankle sprain. So that's going to be interesting to see how long he's going to be out for. Obviously, LeBron is what the engine that makes that Lakers team go. All things point back to him being available, you know, come playoff time. It's not going to be a long miss or anything, but it is going to be something that they're going to manage day to day. And at his age, they're going to make sure that he's as comfortable as he needs to be getting back on the court. So those are the Lakers, the Hornets. We have the 76ers that we talked about. The Magic today, news just broke a handful of, maybe an hour ago. I don't know. Could have been a little bit longer than that. Aaron Gordon has officially requested, per sources, Aaron Gordon has officially formally requested a trade from Orlando. So he has gone to the Orlando front office and he has said, I would like to get out of here. Tough if you're a Magic fan. I don't think you're shocked by this. I would say maybe upset because it is Aaron Gordon. He's one of your better players. He's been there for – he's a long-tenured player. He's done a lot for the organization there. I don't know if people are – again, upset might be the word. I think they're definitely not shocked. I think for the Magic to be able to get rid of Gordon, there is likely a fringe playoff team or a team that is in the playoff hunt right now that is looking for an Aaron Gordon to help them for depth. Aaron Gordon is basically Blake Griffin, but can still dunk, right? That's kind of the comparison that he's lived with his entire NBA career, and whether it's right or wrong, it is what it is. But a guy like Aaron Gordon can absolutely bring depth and playmaking ability to a team that is looking to make a run into the playoffs. I think Aaron Gordon fits that mold completely. Now you're going to have to find a team that is in the playoff hunt with the cap room, with what Orlando is going to want back. I don't know if they'll get it, but they're at least going to try and fight for it. We've seen a little bit of movement from them already. They've traded down. It's not been much. They're trading down about 70 cents right now, between yesterday to today. So they were at 20.99. They're now at 20.29. I'd imagine a little bit more of a slide because the Magic don't really have anything else going for them. So there's a couple of different ways you could look at this. This stock is almost at rock bottom. When you get rid of Aaron Gordon, I don't know if there's a lot that would keep certain stockholders of the Sim Magic there to hold on to that stock. So you might see people trying to get rid of it. But the other part of that is this stock is almost at rock bottom. They're 14-28. They've underproduced this year. They're a team that a lot of people thought were going to be able to make a play for a 6-7-8 seed with the way the East was looking, especially towards the bottom side of the playoff fringe teams. They've exceedingly underproduced. There's not really a lot to love outside of Vooch and Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon just asked for a trade. So there's a lot of stuff going wrong in that Magic office, in that Magic building right now. So a lot of people may be thinking, well, they're going to rock bottom anyways, so I might as well hold on to them, see what they do, try and figure something out, right the ship a little bit, and then maybe the stock starts moving in the right direction. I think you're going to see a little bit of both. I think there's going to be some people that are going to pick this up just because it's a really cheap stock and it's almost rock bottom. I think there are other traders and investors that you're going to see that just get rid of them and say, get them off my book. I don't want to deal with them anymore. I will take this money and we'll allocate it to other stocks. So I think we're going to see a little bit of both. But that's what's going on with the Magic right now. We've hit the Hornets, we've hit the Lakers, we've hit the 76ers. I'm doing better at keeping notes. So legal pads for the win. Two other teams that we want to look at. I touched on them last time, but I want to go over more so of the numbers this time, what we're looking at. The Nuggets and the Heat. So the Nuggets are continuing to make that push up the NBA standings from where they were, especially from where they were at the beginning of the season. The Nuggets, you know, in the 11-12 spot. They're now in the fifth spot. They're tied with Portland for the sixth seed. They're a game behind the Clippers for the fourth seed. So the Nuggets are starting to figure things out a little bit more, which we kind of thought they would. We didn't think it would take this long, and that kind of scared some people. But really, since the beginning of March, this team started March as a $31 a share team, and they're now trading at just over $36 a share. So we've made a significant good in anybody that's owning stock right now in the Sim Nuggets are getting, they're getting some equity in this now, going from a stock that was effectively trading at $30 a share to a stock now that is trading at $36 a share. And that's really been in the last 3 weeks. That's really just been March. Today's the 22nd, whenever you're watching this, just so for, you know, so you guys know, we're $30 stock to a $36 stock in 3 weeks. So a lot of equity is being picked up right now by people that are holding Sim Nuggets stock. I think this is a great stock to be holding on to. There are going to be some people that are going to try and sell them high. We have offers to trade them at $37.67, which is 50 cents under current market price, and all the way up to $53. The buy side is anywhere from $34 to $27. So the lowest seller right now wants to get rid of them at just above market price right now. The highest buyer wants them at $3 under current market price. So the Nuggets are going to be in a weird, that stock's going to be, this is my dog in the background, say hello. That's going to be really interesting to watch that back and forth. There's a big gap there. You know, we've talked here a bunch of times. If you're willing to buy a stock at 27 and it's 26.50 or 26, you should be willing. If you're willing to buy a stock at 27, you should be willing to buy it at 26.50. You should almost be willing to buy it at 26, right? You want to leave yourself some, you know, some, a little bit of gap room on either side. But now we're in the realm of like, okay, do I want to buy this stock $3 higher than what my current asking price is? So that's going to be weird back and forth for the Nuggets. For the Heat have gotten on a run themselves. They're doing almost exactly what the Nuggets are doing. They were 11-12 seed. They're now a fifth seed. They're a half a game back from Atlanta, which is a four seed. There's a big gap from 1, 2, and 3. The Sixers, the Nets, and the Bucks are fighting for 1, 2, and 3. Everybody else is really fighting for 4 through 10. That's really kind of what I think it'll end up being. The Miami Heat on the right side of 500, half a game back from Atlanta, and Atlanta's the four seed. The Heat, since March 1, have been trading at $29 a share. As of right now, they're at $34 a share. Another $5 move up for a stock in 3 weeks. These Heat stock owners are starting to get equity now. They're starting to get a good return on their investment as far as the growth of this stock, which makes a lot of sense. Again, you know, this was a stock a month and 2 weeks ago. This was a $21 stock. And a month and 2 weeks later, this is now a $34 stock. So the people that have ridden this Heat train kind of for the whole season, eventually it corrected itself. And the Heat got back to where we thought they were going to be, which was towards the top of the Eastern Conference standings. Now, they are the fifth seed. They're 7 games back from the first seed, right? So there's catching up there. They're going to be fighting for a 4 seed. They're going to have to do a lot to catch a 2 or a 3 seed and get some action going there. But they're on the right side of 500, which is where they needed to be. They're in the top. They're a fifth seed right now. They're just behind the fourth seed. They're going to fight for those slots. Would be interesting to see if the Heat make a run at somebody by the trade deadline. This is going to be a team that has been talked about trying to make a splash at the trade deadline, whether it's people that are saying that the Heat are taking phone calls or whether it's the Heat fan base that desperately wants them to go make a big splash. Either way, this team has been in the mix for some trades. Don't know what's going to happen. Unsure if this is going to be a team that's going to want to go after somebody. At the beginning of the year, it was Bradley Beal, and then it was Victor Oladipo, and then it was, well, could they package something together for James Harden when the Rockets wanted to trade Harden? Who knows? Ultimately, this is probably going to be a team that doesn't make a massive splash at the trade deadline, but they're starting to right the ship, which for the stockholders means the stock is starting to move in the right direction. So those are the Heat and the Nuggets. We're going to move on. We're going to change sectors. We're going to head over to the gridiron. Let's go over to Sim NFL. We're going to look at a couple of big movers over the last month. So again, a move that has already been made, so we can't catch it because it's already been made. But I want to give you guys these if you're not looking at them. And there's a lot of teams on here, so it's hard to look at every stock. There's a lot of stocks. But if you're looking at some of these stocks, maybe that will then give people some encouragement to go look at stocks that might be in their place right now, and you could see make a leap. So we're going to start with the Bills, which this is hilarious to me. The Bills are, where are the Bills? The Bills are the seventh highest traded stock. The Bills actually, the stock went down from 39 to 34. $5, I believe. That's what that looks like to me. Yeah. This stock was basically being traded at $40. Excuse me. It went from $40 to 35 and a half over the last day. Now, there's a lot of movement in the NFL. I think a lot of people are going to attribute that to them picking up Trubisky as their backup quarterback, which I think is kind of doing Trubisky a little dirty there, but the timing is just interesting. So, but you look at that, you look at this division, the Patriots are, you know, they're getting back to spending a lot of money, which is something that they've never done before. They're absolutely opening up the pocketbook, which they've, you know, again, has been a thing that has not happened a lot. The Dolphins are in prime position to make a big leap like the Bills did this year, perhaps even pick the Bills off and win this division this year. And then there's the Jets. The Jets have a lot to do. But there's a lot of movement going on in this AFC East. All of a sudden, on paper, people are going to talk themselves into Belichick and the Patriots being back in the mix to win this division because they spent a lot of money. They addressed needs. The biggest question mark is still going to be Cam, and I get that. But if the Patriots believe that Cam is their guy, then they have addressed that need. They have gone out and addressed other needs at other positions for depth and playmaking ability on both sides of the ball. This will be a very interesting division to see what's going to happen. Can Belichick get back on his horse and get the Patriots to the top of the division? Can Tua be an everyday starter because Fitzpatrick is no longer there, right? And they had that back and forth with Tua and Fitzpatrick last year, which was weird. Can Tua be an every down, every day, every game quarterback? And can Josh Allen make the leap he made last year and continue that success and not regress once he got to where he was last year, which was an MVP candidate? Can he double down on another MVP candidate-like season and keep the Bills where they were this year? And then can the Jets win more than two games, right? I don't know. But very interesting to see the Bills moving downward. That's a $5 drop. That's a percentage in a day. That's a day move that we've seen from them, which was, you know, I don't think a lot of people thought that that was going to happen there, but you know, that's basically a $40 to 39 to 35 and a half dollars. It's a $4.5 move in a day, right? So we have a big move there from the Bills. Some interest in that division should be shown by a lot of people. I think that if you like what the Patriots have done in this offseason, which it looks like some people have, they've gone from a $26 stock really since the offseason started, or since we knew what the offseason was going to be, they've gone from a $25.5 stock to almost a $29 stock. So people are buying back in to Belichick and the Patriots. Another team I want to look at, we're going to stay in that division. We're going to look at that third team, the Dolphins. The Dolphins, since the beginning of March, have gone from being a $26 team to topping out at their highest they're at right now is a $37 team. This stock has improved $11. They've gone from $26 to $37 in a month, in less than a month, really, you know, in 3 weeks. That is a crazy return that they're getting. And I don't know, the Dolphins at $37 right now, I don't think are overextended. I kind of like them at that 37 number. There's more money that's getting put into the market, which means these stocks are going to continue to rise and to see new highs, which is what you want to see in a market. You don't want a dead market. You want live money. That's how you make money. So any trader or investor that's looking into this and seeing these prices move up should be very excited, because that means there's more money getting pumped into it, more action, more returns, more ability to make money, more ability to make returns. So I like the Dolphins where they are. Again, for them, the biggest question is, will they be able to dethrone the Bills? And can Tua be an every game, every day quarterback? I believe he can be. I'm in on this Dolphins team. Love where this Dolphins team is going. And who knows? They might not be done trading with the Texans. They might end up with Deshaun Watson. Who knows? And that's a whole other thing that, you know, again, news moves the market even when it's bad news. And there's a lot of bad news out of Houston right now with Deshaun Watson. Granted, the Texans stock hasn't moved. It's below 20. It's the only stock in the NFL below 20. It might be. It's one of only a handful of, you know, there's six in the whole symbol market. There are six stocks that are trading below $20 right now. By the way, the Cavaliers are trading below $20, which are a huge, that's a huge value get. That's a huge value stock. The Cavaliers are trading at $18 right now. And I just think they're massive. I'm massively in on the Cavs as far as being a value move moving forward, right? Not a right now, but a value. And that Cavs team being with their infrastructure and their youth being traded at $18 a stock is a massively valuable, in my opinion. But the Texans being traded at under $20 a stock, one of six stocks on this market that are under $20, worthy of being under $20. But there's a lot of craziness right there with Deshaun is, you know, what's happening with that? We don't know. And then the last one that I want to look at are the Colts. The Colts have jumped the Titans for the highest traded stock in their division. They started really March at $30 a share, and they've gone to $36 a share, $31. They went from $31 to $36 in the last 3 weeks. They picked up Wentz. They got some guys in the offseason. Mainly, they got a quarterback to replace Phillip Rivers, who was the quarterback they replaced, right? It's been – can Carson Wentz be an everyday quarterback like he was at the very beginning that produced, that can be there for, that can be the starter for multiple years in a row without question? That's the biggest question. The market has dictated that the Colts are valuable. They're the ninth highest traded stock in the NFL, in the NFL division. So they're the ninth highest traded stock. The market has deemed the Colts very valuable and very valuable to winning their division, as they are a $36 stock. The Titans are a $30 stock. So again, that's a big disparity between those two teams. So that's something that's very interesting to start looking at now as we get through free agency. There's still more craziness, but as we get through it, we start figuring out what's happening with, you know, trainings, the OTAs, all that good stuff. And then we start looking at who could possibly win this division. Where are they in respects to other stocks right now? Where are they being traded? Where is value? So that could be a value pickup, the Titans, because they're traded so much lower than another stock in their sector, in their area, especially in the same division there. So that was the wrap up here for Symbol. I'm going to leave Major League Baseball alone right now because it just got going. It just got live today. We're going to let this marinate and get, we're going to let it, you know, just explode, get active. And then we're going to come back next week. We're going to talk heavy on Major League Baseball, especially with opening day around the corner. That one's going to be a lot of fun. Next week is going to be all Major League Baseball related because we're finally getting back on the diamond. We're finally getting some fans and some stands around the country. And we have a lot of good teams we have to look at. So again, my name is Cam here with The Sports Market on Shooting the Sports-ish. Please go check out Symbol. If you're not checking them out, please go right here, symbol.app/shootsportsish, at Symbol Exchange on Twitter. Our Patreon and everything, our description is down in the link below. Please like, subscribe, comment. That would be incredible. I would love that very much. So until then, I hope everybody's bracket stays as unbusted as possible moving forward with college. But also, you know, I hope everybody has a good week of trading. I hope they have a good week of studying, and I hope you guys make all the right decisions. So happy trading to you all this week.